This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 3 of the Spanish Head Start for Latin America. You will hear 14 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. If you can respond to the situation correctly during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. You need to have some work done on your car. Ask someone if there is an auto shop nearby.
¿Hay un taller mecánico cerca de aquí?
Situation 2. A friend has just recommended the Molina Auto Shop. Ask him how far away that shop is.
¿A qué distancia de aquí está ese taller mecánico?
Situation 3. You want to thank a Panamanian who gave you some information. How would you say, "Very kind of you, ma'am"?
Muy amable, señora.
Situation 4. How would you ask a mechanic if he can fix the brakes?
¿Puede arreglar los frenos de mi carro?
Situation 5. Your car has become unreliable. It doesn't always start. How would you tell a mechanic that your car sometimes doesn't start?
A veces no arranca.
Or,
mi carro a veces no arranca.
Situation 6. You're not sure what's wrong with your car. How would you tell a mechanic that you think it's the carburetor?
Creo que es el carburador.
Situation 7. A mechanic asks you if you can bring your car in on Monday. Tell him you can't and ask him if you can bring it on Wednesday morning.
No, no puedo. ¿Puedo traerlo el miércoles por la mañana?
Situation 8. In answer to your question about the distance to the Molina Auto Shop, the Panamanian says,
Queda tres cuadras de aquí, más o menos.
What did he say? He said, It's three blocks from here, more or less. Situation 9. You have gone to an auto shop to have your car fixed. The mechanic asks you,
¿Qué tiene?
What did he ask? He asked, What's wrong with it? Situation 10. You have told the mechanic that there is something wrong with your car. He says,
Déjeme chequear las bujías.
What does that mean? It means, let me check the spark plugs. Situation 11. After checking your car, a mechanic tells you,
Señor, hay que afinar el motor.
What did he say? He said, Sir, the engine needs a tune-up. Or, Sir, the engine needs to be tuned up. Situation 12. After hearing your engine sputter, the mechanic tells you,
Tengo que chequear el carburador.
What did he say? He said, I have to check the carburetor. Situation 13. You have gone to an auto shop because there's something wrong with the carburetor in your car. After checking it, the mechanic tells you,
Hoy no puedo arreglarlo, señor.
What did he say? He said, I can't fix it today, sir. Situation 14. The mechanic tells you,
Tráigalo el miércoles por la tarde.
What did he say? He said, Bring it in Wednesday afternoon. After you have given the quiz your best effort, if you still have doubts about any of your answers, check the key at the end of your book. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 4 of the Spanish Head Start for Latin America. You will hear 9 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. If you can respond to the situations correctly during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next module. Ready? Situation 1. You walk out the front door of your hotel and see a cab at the taxi stand. Ask the cab driver if he is free.
¿Está libre?
Situation 2. You want to ask someone if he is free this weekend. How would you ask that?
¿Está libre este fin de semana?
Situation 3. Before taking a taxi to the airport, you want to know the fare. Ask the taxi driver, how much to take me to the airport?
¿Por cuánto me lleva al aeropuerto?
Situation 4. You don't want to haggle over the fare. You simply want to tell the cab driver, to the Caribe Hotel, please. Say this in Spanish.
Al Hotel Caribe, por favor.
Situation 5. A Panamanian has mentioned that downtown there is a very good restaurant that serves typical Panamanian dishes. How would you ask where that restaurant is located?
¿Dónde queda ese restaurante?
Situation 6. You have been told that the El Dorado is a very good restaurant. Ask if it is nearby.
¿Queda ese restaurante cerca de aquí?
Or,
¿queda el restaurante El Dorado cerca de aquí?
Situation 7. You have just asked a taxi driver to take you somewhere. You think the fare of 15 balboas is too much. How would you say, won't you take me for 10?
¿No me lleva por 10?
Situation 8. How would you say to a taxi driver, I have only one small suitcase?
Solamente tengo una maleta pequeña.
Situation 9. You have flagged down a taxi. After you and the driver agree on a price, he asks whether you have any suitcases. Tell him that you don't have any luggage.
No tengo equipaje.
After you have given the quiz your best effort, if you still have doubts about any of your answers, check the key at the end of your book. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 3, Unit 1 of the Spanish Head Start for Latin America. You will hear 12 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. If you can respond to the situations correctly during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. You are at a market where you want to buy some shrimp. How would you ask the seller, how much is a pound of shrimp?
¿A cómo está la libra de camarones?
Or,
¿a cómo están los camarones?
Situation 2. Ask the seller if he has red snapper today.
¿Tiene usted pargo hoy?
Or,
¿tiene pargo hoy?
Situation 3. Tell the seller that you need 6 pork chops.
Yo necesito 6 chuletas.
Or,
necesito 6 chuletas.
Situation 4. Tell the seller to give you 3.5 pounds of ground beef.
Deme 3 libras y media de carne molida.
2 pounds of chuck roast.
Deme 2 libras de costillón.
4 pounds of prawns.
Deme 4 libras de langostinos.
1 pound of shark.
Deme 1 libra de cazón.
Situation 5. Tell the clerk that you want 2 heads of lettuce.
Quiero 2 lechugas.
1 pound of tomatoes.
Quiero 1 libra de tomates.
6 oranges.
Quiero 6 naranjas.
1 pineapple.
Quiero 1 piña.
3 pounds of potatoes.
Quiero 3 libras de papas.
2 avocados.
Quiero 2 aguacates.
Situation 6. You have planned a trip alone and a friend asks you when you are going to leave. Tell your friend that you are going to leave tomorrow at 8.
Yo voy a salir mañana a las 8.
Or,
voy a salir mañana a las 8.
Situation 7. You and a friend have just arrived by plane in Panama. During a brief conversation with a Panamanian at the airport, he asks where the two of you are going to work. Speaking for yourself and your friend, how would you tell the Panamanian that you are going to work at Fort Amador?
Nosotros vamos a trabajar en Fort Amador.
Or,
vamos a trabajar en Fort Amador.
Situation 8. A couple of your Panamanian friends are getting ready to leave on a fishing trip. You notice that they are about to forget one of their tackle boxes. Tell them you are going to need this.
Ustedes van a necesitar esto.
Or,
van a necesitar esto.
Situation 9. You are at the meat section of a market, and an employee asks,
¿Qué desea, señor?
What did he say? He said, What would you like, sir? Situation 10. After you have asked for the price per pound of prawns, the seller says,
A 3 balboas 70 centavos la libra, señor.
What did he say? He said, 3 balboas and 70 cents a pound, sir. Situation 11. At a butcher shop, after ordering and getting a few items, you are asked,
¿Qué otra cosita?
What does this mean? It means, anything else? Situation 12. At a train station, somebody asks you,
¿A qué hora va a llegar el tren?
What did this person ask you? He asked, At what time is the train going to arrive? Remember to check the key if you need to and review those areas where you had trouble. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 3, Unit 2, for the Spanish Head Start for Latin America. You will hear 11 situations. Respond to each one during the pause, and then you will hear the correct response. If you can answer correctly to the situations during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Okay, let's begin. Situation 1. You are at a plaza and see an Indian selling beautiful hats and other items. How do you ask, "How much do you want for this hat?"
¿Cuánto quiere por ese sombrero?
Situation 2. At an Indian souvenir stand, you see some large conch shells that you like. How do you ask the souvenir seller how much those conch shells cost?
¿Cuánto cuestan esos caracoles?
Situation 3. You ask the price of a statue and are told a price higher than you expected. How would you say, "Why so expensive?"
¿Por qué tan cara?
Situation 4. At a souvenir store, you see a picture frame you like, but you don't know what it's called in Spanish. How do you say, "How much do you want for this?"
¿Cuánto quiere por esto?
Situation 5. Having been quoted a price of $8.50 for an ashtray, you want to ask the seller if he won't let you have it for $7. How do you say this?
No me lo deja en $7.
Situation 6. The price the seller quoted for a mola is, in your opinion, too high. You want to ask for a little discount. How do you say this?
No me hace una rebajita.
Situation 7. You're looking at a statue and you want to find out what it is made of. How do you ask, "What is this statue made of?"
¿De qué está hecha esta estatua?
Situation 8. You are quoted a price for a mola when another one catches your eye. Pointing to the second mola, how do you ask the seller, "And that one?"
¿Y esa?
Situation 9. You ask a souvenir seller why the mola you're looking at is so expensive. The seller tells you,
Porque es hecha a mano y es muy fina.
What did he say? He said, because it is handmade and of very good quality. Situation 10. After considering an offer you made for a conch shell, and after a little haggling, the Indian selling souvenirs tells you,
Se lo dejo en $6.50.
What did she say? She said, I'll let you have it for $6.50. Situation 11. You ask what a souvenir is made of, and the seller tells you,
De oro, señor.
What does that mean? It means, of gold, sir. After you have given it your best effort, if you have any questions about the quiz, check the key. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 3, Unit 3 of the Spanish Head Start for Latin America. You will hear 12 situations. Respond to each one during the pause. If you can respond correctly to the situations during the pause, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. You are in a department store and want to tell the clerk you need a long-sleeved shirt. How do you say this?
Necesito una camisa de manga larga.
Situation 2. Tell the department store clerk you're looking for a pair of pants for your son.
Busco un par de pantalones para mi hijo.
Situation 3. You are looking at some guayaberas. How do you say, I like this green one?
Me gusta esta de color verde.
Situation 4. You see a pair of shoes that you like. How do you ask the clerk if you can try them on?
¿Puedo probármelos?
Situation 5. You tried on a sport coat, but it's too big. Tell the clerk that it doesn't fit. It's too big.
No me queda bien. Es muy grande.
Situation 6. You tried on a pair of pants in size 31, but they're too small. Ask the clerk, do you have a pair of pants like these, but in size 32?
¿Tiene un par de pantalones como estos, pero tamaño 32?
Situation 7. You've tried on a red shirt that fits you just right. Tell the clerk, this red one fits me very well.
Esta de color rojo me queda muy bien.
Situation 8. You want to buy two pairs of socks. Ask the clerk, how much do they cost?
¿Cuánto cuestan?
Situation 9. You are at the cash register with your purchases and want to know if you can pay with your MasterCard. How do you ask the clerk?
¿Puedo pagar con MasterCard?
Situation 10. You want to buy a shirt for yourself in a department store. A clerk asks,
¿Qué tamaño es usted, señor?
What does this mean? What size do you wear, sir? Situation 11. You have just told the clerk that the pants you tried on don't fit. He says,
Pruébese estos.
What did he say? Try these on. Situation 12. You made your selection, and the clerk says,
Pague en la caja, por favor.
What did he tell you? Pay at the register, please. If you have any questions about the quiz, check the key.